Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And it seems like whenever I interview this guy, right after I interview him, he wins a tournament. And with me today is Mark Davis. And Mark, I think I'm going to have to interview you more.
I think we need to do it right before every tournament. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Well, I think, you know, it's working out pretty well. You know, of course, you're well-known. You're the number one ranked angler in the State Farm World Rankings and have been for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, it just seems like now you're on a roll, and a big-time roll. Just won the last two E50s and right before that won the Table Rock event. But, you know, you've got this uncanny ability right now. You're finding schools of fish, and you're really capitalizing on them.
Well, I've been very fortunate, Terry, to be able to find fish and then not only find schools of fish, but of course in those courses with the E50 events in the shootout format, you know, and the rotation through those holes, you don't have time to fish that way. And I've been able to find some fish pretty quick and some shallow fish in those places to catch as well.
Well, you know, Mark, I've known you for a lot of years and have had the opportunity to be in a boat with you, but it's one of those situations where, you know, you're kind of got the reputation, deep crankbait, you know, clear water impoundment, but really what we're finding out is you're very, very versatile.
Yeah, I've always tried to be a versatile angler, and I guess at the times when I've done my best and really had my best tournaments, and like for instance when I won the Classic, it was deep cranking, and I've always kind of been known as a structure fisherman, a deep water, clear water type fisherman. But I love fishing rivers, and I really, asking me what my favorite lure technique is kind of asking me like, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Because I like all ice cream. I like every flavor, and I like all types of different bass lures and techniques as well.
Well, I understand that you're a kind of a traveling tackle shop, and as we've traveled, you know, the country in the past, you know, there's a lot of baits that you may have that a lot of people may not. You know, Table Rock's a good instance of that, where you caught them on a wiggle wart that was kind of an antique.
Yeah, that was an old lure that all those White River lakes have long been that old lure has been a go-to bait up there for years and years. I don't know why. Those fish up there on those White River lakes have always preferred that little wiggle wart, and especially the old ones with the painted bill, and it's got a wide, kind of a crazy action to it, and it's a lure that for years and years has produced on those lakes, and it was one that I wound up having to go to the last day, and I had to lay my Series 3 down, and my partners, you know, I had some partners up there that was catching a few quality fish behind me, and I'm not in the habit of leaving very many fish behind. And when I see a lure that'll catch a fish behind what I'm throwing, I'm gonna have to tie one on, and that was the case at that tournament.
Well, you know, you've kind of been known as the shop vac, you know, on the tour. You catch just about anything that's there. And I guess one of the things that comes to mind now, let's kind of reflect back on this last win. You know, you found an area that you thought looked good. And kind of in your mind's eye, kind of go through it with the fans here if you can. Tell them about what made this thing look good to you. Why did you think you could catch the bag of fish that you did, and, you know, for the 4 days that you fished? And talked a little bit about the things that go through your mind as you prepare.
Yeah, the Alabama River is it has a lot to offer. It's different in the fact that it has both spotted and largemouth bass. And I had done well there last year. However, last year when we fished the it was a tour event there, the river was flooded, and I found fish in backwaters. And so I started looking at backwaters and looking at creeks and actually looking at a lot of areas that I did not fish last year. And I started structure fishing and cranking out in some deeper water and catching some fish on a Series 5 Strike King crank. And after catching quite a few fish off this one particular creek channel bend, I really thought, you know, this is going to be the way to go in this event. It's going to be a structure event. The fish have all moved out offshore. But during the rest of that first practice day, I didn't find any more fish on structure. So next practice day, I started fishing the backwaters and fishing shallow, traditional river-type fishing, and just found lots of fish in lots of different areas, and catched them on a Strike King 3/8 ounce Pro Model buzz bait in a black color. That's my go-to buzz bait, you know, in post spawn, and that was working well. A 3/8 ounce black and blue Premier League jig by Strike King, it was working well, and as well as a little bit of shallow cranking. And But I found four other backwater areas that were producing fish. And as it turns out, Terry, I wound up having to use all that, all those areas to qualify. The first day I had a bang up day and caught about 15 pounds, but I found myself having to split my fish up with Davy Hite, and Davy actually led the tournament the first day, and I was in third. And of course, you're not so much concerned with who's leading those shootout events. You know, you like to be in the lead, of course, because you get some extra points there, but you're just worried about making the cut after 2 days. And actually, I thought I was, and you never know. You know, there's a lot of strategy and there's a little bit of gambling that goes into these tournaments in your strategy sometimes. One of my best areas, I saved it because it was a backwater lake. It was full of bass, and I didn't even go in there the first day. I had 15 pounds in the boat. I thought, you know, I'm just not going to go in there. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. I may need it. And as it turns out, I did need it. But when I went in there, here's Greg Hackney. He's found this area, and he's in there catching these bass. I didn't get in there right off the bat. I went and checked some other areas first. And so I checked it to Greg, let him have it, and ended up having to fall back onto that little school of bass that I found on that Series 5 crankbait to get me into the finals. So I guess the story I'm telling you here is it took both deep and shallow fishing. It took a variety of lures to get me there into the finals.
You know, I get asked the question, if I get it asked once, I get it asked 100 times, is, you know, what really differentiate the pros, the guys that really fish for a living and the weekend angler? And really, I think you've said it very well, is the fact that you got to be able to adjust on the water. You got to be able to know that you can't have just one spot in these events anymore. You got to have multiple spots. And in the techniques that you used, you got to go to multiple depths. So it looks like you paid it out pretty well.
It worked out well for me the first 2 days. And I really struggled that second day. I lost a couple of key fish that would have made life a lot easier for me. But I was able to put together a little limit of bass, and with the good weight I had the first day, it got me in no problem.
Well, you know, you got to like right now, if there was somebody going to vote on if you like the E50 format, I would probably think that you probably like it pretty well because you've won a couple of them here back-to-back.
Yeah, I do like it fairly well. I don't think it is the perfect format. I think the perfect format would be stay with it. I think the format is good as far as starting over on new water and zeroing out the weights. I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with the rotation, because the rotation dictates, it changes your style of fishing. And what I mean by that is, if they send all of us, if they're going to cut to 12 and they're going to send you out on new water and zero your weights, and this eliminate the rotation. In other words, say here's 100 acres of water, and you guys go out there and have at it, just a free for all, and go and do, and if you want to fish deep and spend time and fish slow, you know, do that. If you want to fish shallow and move around and fish Kevin Van Dam style, and lately that's the way I've been fishing to win, you can fish that style. But you would really see all of us perform, and it would be the purest form of bass fishing that way. So we're and that's just my opinion. I think we're real close to the purest form of professional bass fishing, but I think my idea would even be purer.
Well, you know, you're a BAAC member. I'm sure you're going to get a chance to voice that opinion. But, Mark, I tell you what, we've got to set up a couple more interviews. You got one more tournament on Paducah. We'll set one up before that for you. And then also the Classic. You know, we've got to get one set up for that so we can have a couple more victories for you. And I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
I appreciate that, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.